pastures and things like this, where there is a open area that the shepherd oversees in. So one of the traits of an effective shepherd slash pastor is that ability to oversee. And sometimes that is a general term, and sometimes it's a very specific term, which becomes more of a micromanagement issue. And there's a need for both, and we'll talk about that later in another course as we go on into more of an advanced study of pastoral ministry. But one of the effective traits of a pastor in the church, a local congregation, whether he be a lead or a senior pastor, whether he be an associate or a specific geared type of minister, is that they oversee the flock in some way or another. They're looking over it to see what is going on. And as they look at it to oversee what's going on, they can see the benefits that are being received, and they can also see the dangers. And we'll talk about all of this as we develop into this course a little bit more. So basically, we get the word pastor from the word pasture, P-A-S-T-U-R-E, as the one who oversees or looks over the pasture where the sheep are. And we have translated the word pasture or the overseer of the pasture into the word pastor, P-A-S-T-O-R. And so that's kind of where that develops into our English language. Again, the use of the word pastor really is kind of a post-Reformation type of term that has developed into a more intimate setting where there is a specific person over a group of people called a congregation. And so we see that as the pastor, even though the pastor may not be a pastor in the very biblical descriptive term. Again, we'll give us some time and we'll get there. Let's look at the call to ministry.